morning, everybody. How's it going? The sun's out, right? No, kinda. That's right. Whether you're here or online listening or gonna listen later, you're welcome here. And man, isn't there a sweet spirit in this place? I sensed it when I came in this morning. I know y'all did too. Let's see. I'm doing announcements, and so you know, a few things just to note the different things at the bottom there. Deacons meeting today, some different things, and not this coming Wednesday, right, Joe? Is it the next one? We're going to talk about the South Africa mission trip, I think that Wednesday night, so we're excited about sharing more about that. Just some different various meetings, a couple of highlights, game night coming up. Let's do try to invite some neighbors. That's going to be a fun time just to, you know, let your hair down and get a little crazy and play some games, whatever you want to do there, but invite your friends. Ham and egg supper is another highlight coming up. That's always a big deal, and so remember to invite your neighbors to that. Renee, I think you had an announcement. Come on up and tell us about that.
Good morning again. This is just an announcement. It's not in your bulletin, but for the senior adults on Saturday, February 17th, we're going to have a luncheon, a Valentine luncheon for you guys. If you will please let Rhonda Nunn or myself know if you plan to attend, that way we can gauge on how much food to get. But Saturday, February 17th at 11 o'clock. And it'll be in the bulletin next week, but it's not there this week. But thank you.
All righty, thank you, Renee. How old do you have to be to come to that? Older than you. Okay. Anyway, maybe. All right. I did. Are there any other announcements in the community, not necessarily church, but any other things happening that we need to know about? Anybody know of anything going on? So again, that's the B. Everett Jordan snack pack focus. Jelly is the need right now. There's plenty of peanut butter, but y'all bring some jelly. Okay, well, I think that's it. Welcome, everybody.
Y'all stand and join us today for our praise hymn, Wonderful Words of Life.
Beautiful. Well, I was thinking so much about the prayer time that I forgot I was supposed to read the scripture also. So I'm trying to find it and make sure I've got it all correct. It's a joy to be here this morning and to worship together. We had a wonderful study in our class this morning, a discussion of near the end of the book of Hebrews. And just what a joy to talk about the Lord Jesus Christ and the wonderful Savior He is for us. There's a scripture passage I need to read first, I believe. It's found in, oh my goodness, well, I did have the right one to start with. Now, I had Colossians 3, 1 through 4 that I was prepared to read. Then I looked down and thought, no, I'm supposed to read in the text for the sermon. So I changed. So bear with me a second, will you? This to Colossians 3, 1 through 4. I tell you, I had such a wonderful day yesterday. I'm still recovering from that. And it's just a blessing to get a group of people together and talk about what the gospel of Jesus Christ really is. It's so refreshing to think about it. And so it's good to be able to come today and worship because of the gospel, the good news of Jesus' love and sacrifice for us, and to just worship and praise Him in our fellowship today. Well, I didn't practice reading Colossians a minute ago. I practiced reading 2 Timothy, but let me see if I can get the Colossians passage correct. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. Paul writes and he says, "Since then, you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on earthly things, for you died and your life is now hidden with Christ Jesus in God. When Christ, who is your very life, appears, then you also will appear with Him in glory." Oh my goodness, what a great day to look forward to. Well, let's see, what else was I supposed to do? I want to lead us in a prayer. And I try to sketch down a few things to for us to remember as we go to prayer. A lot of things on the prayer list to be concerned about, and you pray for those on Wednesday night. Joe's been leading us in a wonderful study in the book of James, but we always start with a time of prayer for particular needs that we know of among the congregation, and I think you'll find those listed in the bulletin. Don Lloyd did approach me a minute ago and wanted me to announce that her father, Diz Lloyd, that most of you would know him, D-I-Z, Diz Lloyd, got a pacemaker installed and is doing fine. And I think that occurred last Tuesday, if I understood right. A couple of other things. I saw Cindy Marshall sitting in the nursery, I think it was, preparing any kids that would show up for that. And I said, "My goodness, you look nice and relaxed sitting there." I said, "You know, people forget about it, but now she stayed home and worked and tried to keep that nice house all cleaned up and spick and span. And she didn't get the Christmas tree down, I understand, but she really worked while John and the mission team was on vacation in South Africa, you see." But, well... But welcome back. We're glad and we're looking forward to hearing about how the Lord used you guys and blessed you and blessed those that you ministered to. Another comment to make. Had a wonderful study yesterday, just 9:30. Somebody told me they couldn't get up at 9:30 and get there in time. Anyway, they missed a real blessing, but it was. I appreciated some of the kitchen committee making it pleasant with some snacks to eat, things like that. And then those that attended, it was just a real joy. I was going to open it up for a lot of discussion, but, well, as you know, I probably did most of the talking, and I didn't mean to do that, but it is such a joy to just talk about how it is that Christ saves us and this good news, this treasure we have of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I will tell you, one person sent me a text, and they had signed up to come. They were looking for it. In fact, I think Travis knows them. There's a couple that visited a few weeks ago, Dan Yarnoff, did I say it right? He had planned to come, and I gave him a chart and everything to study, and he had it all marked up. He was going to come and add this and that and all that. He sent me a text yesterday morning, and he apologized. He wasn't going to be able to come, and he had the best excuse I have ever gotten from anybody. So I told him, don't worry about it. I sent him a gold star, you know, one of these little pictures. I said, that's the best excuse. He said he forgot that he was on schedule to butcher a hog yesterday. Now, there's a good excuse for you. Nobody can top that. Anyway, we do want to go to the Lord in prayer and ask his blessing upon us. And so bow with me in prayer, if you will. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your goodness. It seems like, my Lord, you are always good to us. Although we are not always good to you, you are always good to us. So we bow before you and praise you and thank you for all that you give to us in Christ. And we're grateful to be able to come here today and to join our hearts together in song and scripture reading and prayer together. And I just pray your spirit might be in our very midst. Those that are on our prayer list and upon our hearts, I pray that you'd be a blessing to them and give them a sense of your peace, especially during this day and during this week. We're grateful for our studies this morning and being able to share thoughts together about our walk with the Lord Jesus Christ and what a delight it is to fellowship with him. I'm grateful for our worship service, though. This is a time together to come together and not only look back on your love for us, but also look forward to the great hope that we have in Christ, and that this would be a worship service of joy and listening to your word preached. So we pray for the music that's presented, and pray for even this prayer, and pray for Travis especially, that you might, again, let him be a messenger of the gospel to speak through him, and to reveal to us some of the wonders that we find and learn out of your word. Bless us, Father, in this service. For it's in Jesus' dear name we pray. Amen.
Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring. Standing on the promise.
senior